It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mom and light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Oh, the new version, and you've given us a brand new jingle. Good afternoon to you, Garrett.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm trying to make my way through those clips. I might have got one or two, but you always make it tricky for us.
Well, tricky because some of them aren't out yet. That's the issue.
Okay, well, we'll get our thinking caps on. I'm going to play the jingle again at the end of Movie News, and then you'll give us the answers next week. But thank you for that. Where are we starting?
Well, we're starting with a film that is described as a non-prequel, non-reboot sequel, part two, but with reboot elements, franchise expansion film.
Okay.
That's how they've described
lost
it.
Me at non-prequel. what does that mean?
This is the new Spaceballs movie. Does the world need a new Spaceballs movie? It came out in 1987. Mel Brooks, of course, directed it. But yes, there's been talk of this for a while. We knew that Josh Gad was producing one and that he's expected to star in it. But we have more details now because Rick Moranis is going to reprise his role as Dark Helmet in the new Spaceballs movie. He's someone who hasn't been on screen a lot because he retired from acting after his wife passed, and he wasn't taking on big roles because he's looking after the kids. So he is coming back for it. Bill Pullman is also going to return to the film as well, but also in the lineup, Kiki Palmer and Lewis Pullman. So the original, I wouldn't call it a classic. It's sort of developed as a cult classic over the years because it was just an out there sort of oddball comedy, and it, you know, did the parodies of Star Wars and 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
But it had a decent cast at the time. The late John Candy also starred in it as well, but it did include the likes of Joan Rivers in it as well. It made 38.1 million worldwide at the box office, but as I said, it's kind of developed as this cult classic. The other thing that's interesting is Mel Brooks, who's 99, is going to feature in the cast as well, reprising his role as Yogurt.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's good. So it's going to be out in cinemas in 2027. We've a bit to wait, but they put out a teaser trailer announcing it. So there you go.
Very good. Now, filmmaker Robert Eggers, always an interesting guy. He last gave us Nosferatu. What's he doing next?
Yeah, looks like he's going to be tackling a new adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
And he's going to be doing this at Warner Brothers. No actors currently attached to the project. There is rumours, of course, that his longtime collaborator Willem Dafoe, who was in Nosferatu, but also The Lighthouse and The Northman, is going to feature in the movie as well. He's got another movie to make before that called Werewolf, but he looks like he's going to be doing this, and of course it's appeared on screen many times before, but his take will certainly be really interesting. I was looking to see how well Nosferatu did at the box office, and it did gross 181 million globally, so it did quite well, and it also landed 4 Oscar nominations, so people really do like his style, and I'd say they'd really like his take on this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting indeed. Okay, now news of a rights of a novel being snapped up.
Yes, this is an Australian author, Amy Taylor. Miramax has snapped up the rights to what is her second novel, Cull Runes, and it's got a really good cast attached to it. Vanessa Kirby and Sebastian Stan are attached to star and produce. So Runes follows a couple whose affair with a young Greek woman over the course of a summer in Athens threatens to crack their relationship open in a story about privilege and power, desire and intimacy. This novel is not out yet. It's going to be published in the US August 12th. It's out in Australia and New Zealand on July 1st. And there's currently negotiations as to who the publishers will be in this part of the world. But her first novel was called Search History in 2023. So it has obviously attracted some serious attention, this Runes, if it's
That's
been
amazing.
Sort of snapped
so,
up.
So the novel isn't out, but the rights have been snapped up already.
Yeah, I suppose they shopped them around. And I suppose if there's interest, and a lot of these companies are trying to get in ahead of others, so if they see something that the publisher is saying this is going to be great, then they do snap them up. So it's one of those. Now Sebastian Stan is busy because we've mentioned him a couple of times. He's going to be starring in a new feature called Fjord, but he's also just beginning production on Justin Kurzel's Burning Rainbow Farm, which he stars in opposite Leo Woodall. So he's busy, but Yeah, I look forward to that project and see how it develops, called Runes.
Very good. News of an Irish actress?
Yes, this is Alison Oliver, who people will know from the likes of Saltburn and also Lenny Abramson and Sally Rooney's novel Conversation with Friends. She is going to be starring alongside Oscar nominee Yura Borzov, who people will know from Anora, and they've signed up to star in Dennis. This is a romance that marks the feature debut of British actress Emily Mortimer. So she is writing and directing. The film follows a British student, played by Oliver, and a Russian poet, played by Borzov, who fall in love in 1990s Moscow.
Wow.
Now, Mortimer broke out actually as a filmmaker with The Pursuit of Love. This was a limited series she wrote and directed for the BBC and Amazon, which she starred alongside Lily James, Andrew Scott and Dominic West. She also co-wrote and created and starred in the HBO series Doll and M, opposite Dolly Wells. And most recently, she co-wrote Jay Kelly, that's Noah Baumbach's new film for Netflix, where she stars alongside Adam Sandler and George Clooney.
Very good, interesting project for her, as you say, and good news for Alison Oliver. And I have to say, I loved Yura Borzov in Anora, so that sounds like great casting. We are going to the small screen.
We are, and this is Apple TV Plus legal anthology series Presumed Innocent, which was a huge hit for them. Jake Gyllenhaal starred in the first season, David E. Kelly created it. Well, they've got their lead for the new season, and that is Rachel Brosnahan, who people will know from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and the upcoming Superman film as well. So the second season is going to use a new book. That's Joe Murray's upcoming novel. See, there we go again, a novel that's about to come out.
Yeah.
Dissection of a Murder as the source of the material for this story. So the synopsis sort of reads, when Leah Reynolds is handed her first murder case, she's shocked at how high profile it is. The murder of a well-respected, well-known judge. And this shouldn't be the case she's leading. It's way beyond her expertise. But the defendant, Jack Milliman, is clear. He wants her and only her. So she's going to take up that lead role in it. It was a big hit, and I'm sure Apple are hoping for something similar with this one.
I didn't think we'd see a story about UK rapper Stormzy.
Yeah, Stormzy has decided to launch his own film company, which he's calling Murky Films. And he's unveiled the company's debut project, which is called Big Man. So the British musician, whose real name is Michael O'Mary, has teamed up with Apple to produce a short filmed entirely on an iPhone 16 Pro. So as I said, it's called Big Man, and it stars Stormzy in his first ever lead acting role.
Yeah.
The short film tells the poignant fictional story of Tensman, a former rap star now navigating a restless and uncertain chapter of his life. The thing about his company, Murky Films, says he's also developing a drama series, documentaries, animation projects and a new age mockumentary. So that's Stormzy getting into the world of film.
Interesting. What trailer have you picked for us, Garrett?
So this is from director Ari Aster, who had done the likes of Hereditary, Midsommar and Beau is Afraid. This is a new Western noir dark political film called Eddington. It's set during the pandemic. The ensemble film centres on primarily the rivalry between Sheriff Joe Cross, played by Joaquin Phoenix, and Mayor Ted Garcia, played by Pedro Pascal.
Husband? Sheriff?
Mayor-to-be.
You want things simple and neat. We are in a fight against evil.
These are your streets.
No, they're your streets to defend.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
You know how death works?
Yeah.
People are going to be looking here now.
You're going to keep your own office going, but you're going to run mine.
So you vote Joe Cross, take back our community.
Hell yeah.
Save our soul.
Yes, that is Eddington, and I suppose it's the time now, Garrett, where we are going to start seeing movies made about the pandemic.
Oh, definitely. And this feels like something very rich to base that around, because the conflict here begins when Joe refuses to wear a face mask at a local grocery store, which leads to him to run for mayor in this New Mexico town of Eddington, challenging Ted, who thought he would run unopposed. And that builds into something that doesn't shy away from politics, and also violence ensues as well. But I mentioned the two leads, but also in support, Emma Stone, Austin Butler also starring in this as well.
Yeah, great cast.
Shot in New Mexico. Eddington is going to be opening August 22nd, so do check out the trailer.
Okay, we look forward to that. Let us have a look at what's on in the cinema this weekend, and let's start with How to Train Your Dragon.
Dad, I can't kill dragons.
But you will.
I'm a Viking. I'm a Viking! It's okay. I won't hurt you.
Yes, Garrett, How to Train Your Dragon, always a popular franchise, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, I loved the animated films. They were a terrific series. They were so good, so well made. And this one, yeah, it's a direct remake, but obviously with live action elements this time, as we've seen a lot of the companies doing over the last few years. But in this one, as an ancient threat endangers both Vikings and dragons alike on the Isle of Burke, the friendship between Hiccup, an inventive Viking, and Tootless, who's a Night Fury dragon, becomes the key to both species forging a new future together. Mason Thames, Gerard Butler, Nico Parker and Nick Frost starring in the live action, but many CG elements in well, of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, and I'll check out the soundtrack shortly to be able to take a first listen to that. We have Jane Austen Wrecked My Life.
Yeah, good title, isn't it? A desperately single bookseller lost in a fantasy world finds herself forced to fulfill her dreams of becoming a writer in order to stop messing up her love life. Camille Rutherford and Pablo Paulo starring in that one. We've also got Lollipop, which is about Molly, a young woman released from prison, struggles to regain custody of her children. When she bumps into her childhood friend, the two women soon realise their only chance is to join forces and take destiny into their own hands. Posey Sterling and Idil Ahmed star in that one. And then Tornado is about a Japanese puppeteer's daughter gets caught up with criminals when their show crosses paths with a crime gang led by Sugar Man and his son, Little Sugar. Cast here includes the likes of Tim Roth, Jack Loudon and Cokie. And then finally, Echo Valley's in selected cinemas. It's also on Apple. This is about Kate dealing with a personal tragedy while owning and training horses in Echo Valley, an isolated and picturesque place, when her daughter Claire arrives at her doorstep frightened, trembling and covered in someone else's blood. Donald Gleeson, Julianne Moore, Sydney Sweeney and Fiona Shaw, what a good cast that is, star in Echo Valley.
Nice to see two of the Irish in there with Donald Gleeson and Fiona Shaw. I have actually seen some interviews with Julianne Moore and Fiona Shaw. Look like they get on like house on fire. So that is Echo Valley. And finally, what is your TV movie recommendation for the weekend?
Okay, so a man wakes up from a coma to discover Britain has been struck by a terrifying experimental virus that sends victims into a homicidal rage. And with a handful of other survivors, he heads for Manchester, the last outpost unaffected by the outbreak, but realises the virus is not the only threat. This is Danny Boyle's horror, which stars Cillian Murphy, Naomi Harris, Brendan Gleeson, Christopher Eccleston. This will get you ready for 28 Years Later, which is out next week, because you can watch 28 Days Later, which is on BBC One tomorrow night, and it's on at 10:30.
I see what you did there. Thank you very much indeed, Garrett. We're going to give your new movie news jingle another play, and you'll give us the answers next week. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Aideen.
It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! I'm in late.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.